gossip, talking about the details of others' personal lives when they are not present, simply for the delight of creating and watching our own television soap opera, so to speak. Might even be better than a soap opera. We don't even need to watch TV. We're having so much fun gossiping about the lives of others that we know. So, why are we doing it? We're doing it for our own enjoyment, right? We're not doing it to help the person we're gossiping about. Those who are participating in it are having entertainment, just like watching TV, except they're using someone else's life to talk about. So Gurudeva speaks quite strongly against this and uses the test of necessary. Here's what he says. So strong, I wouldn't even want to say it. Goodness. Here it comes. You ready? Look out. Here comes Gurudeva. Backbiting and hurtful gossip are the dissipation of the creative spiritual force. Gossip invokes the Asuric beings. On the lower astral plane and makes new karmas for the gossiper, who will be gossiped about in the future when the karmas return. When you defile others mentally and verbally through backbiting gossip about the happenings in their lives, you are hurting them. You are actually making it difficult for them to even persist where they are. They sense, they feel the ugliness that you are projecting toward them. Strong statement. And it makes us reflect on thoughts. Sometimes we don't think about it. You know, we have an action, we have a word, and we have a thought. So if we say something to someone, clearly it's influencing them, right? They're hearing us. But when we're just talking about them when they're not present, they're not even hearing it. So how can it be harming them? Because thoughts are objects. And when we talk about someone, we're sending thoughts to them, which are influencing their aura. And even if they don't see the thoughts, it upsets them if they're negative, critical thoughts. So we're harming them with our thoughts if they're negative and critical. They're not positive. So that's what Gurudeva is pointing out there. Gossiping about your husband, a favorite sport of some. Husband goes off to work, and before you know it, the wife jumps on the phone or jumps on the internet, starts talking about her husband's personal life with other wives. Gossiping about the husband in a critical way. It's a common practice. And the wives are being totally unsupportive in this way. Gurudeva says, working and plotting against the husband, making it hard for the husband to be successful. So this gets into the area of, is it necessary? And as an analogy, imagine the husband, if he takes all the money that's supposed to pay the mortgage and goes out and buys unnecessary items and comes back and gives them to the family. And what's the wife going to think? The husband has wasted important resources of the family. Here he's taken the money that's supposed to pay the mortgage and spend it on things that we really don't need. Of course, that hurts the family if that were to happen. But the wife who participates and significant gossiping is taking the energy, this is a point Gurudeva makes, taking the vital spiritual energy of the family and dissipating it. Just like the analogy of the husband spending money, the wife is dissipating energy, making it harder for the husband to be successful because the shakti is diminished, the power of the family is lessened by the practice of gossiping. So gossiping, of course, fails the three tests of kind, helpful, and necessary. fails all three. So to be fair, we need to talk about the husbands too. Husbands don't gossip, but they tease their wives. They're critical of their wives for teasing them about shortcomings. So the husband is constantly harping on certain shortcomings in the wife, the way she looks, how much she does at home, the housework, the cooking, whatever. If he's constantly teasing about things, his wife can't be happy. It impacts her, lessens her happiness. So the husband needs to restrain himself too and control his speech. Last but not least, backbiting. Someone leaves the room and before you know it, we're talking about everything he did wrong, all his faults. Backbiting. It's a strong human trait. It's in the Tirukkural too, which I'll read in a minute. It's so much easier to find and talk about the faults in others than it is to look at our own faults, because if we look at our own faults, we'll realize we should change them. So it's like we're looking the wrong direction on purpose. The part of the mind that sees faults, we have it pointed the wrong way. It's pointed out instead of in. And it's so busy looking outside and seeing the faults in others and talking about them to other people that we don't have any time to look inside, see our own faults, and correct them. Human nature. But part of human nature, we want to overcome. So the Quran says, if men perceived their own faults as they do the faults of others, could misfortune ever come to them? Obviously not, because they're so aware of themselves and what they're doing. Again, the Quran, only because she weighs duty well does earth bear the weight of those who wait for a man's departure to defame him. So if earth wasn't a little more dutiful, she'd just throw us off. So, when it comes to faults, a good rule of thumb is, unless we're responsible for someone, like a parent is to a child, or supervisor is to his staff, in those situations, we're responsible for pointing out faults in others and helping them correct them. But unless it's a situation like that, we should let other people correct their own faults. We've got enough faults in ourselves if we stop looking at others' faults, and we'll see them and focus our energy on correcting them. So in summary, remember the test. Speak only that which is true, kind, helpful, and necessary.